see you brightening the air. Let me see you playing everywhere. For your lights are shining free. I give all I am to thee. Open my eyes to the world.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. As many of you may know, this is a challenging time for light workers on Earth with so many loud voices talking. Much of the information that's coming down from the universe is very polarized in nature, with much about political dissent and social unrest. Know that we can rely on the information and the light workers to keep the spiritual focus with a spiritual work that has been given to you, and now you are giving to the people around you as you follow your destiny.
And your personal balance in your thoughts and emotions so that you can continue
with your spiritual work as designated and assigned to you. BBS Radio and Let's Find Out is about giving you the strength and support to do that. We are here to provide information, to help you with your concerns, to answer questions, and to be there for you. The Let's Find Out staff and people who share with us on the show are interested in maintaining balance, caring, thoughtfulness, and healing as we proceed through these very difficult 10 years coming in the next decade. If you think that the changes around you have been exceptional and the energies have been unusual, brace yourselves. We're coming into a new decade, and this is only the beginning of a rough 10-year period with a shift, an upshift of very dramatic and powerful and life-changing energies. This energetic force is about destruction before reconstruction, as we reach deep into our souls and find out and establish a new way of living, a change in the way of living for the better of all humans and animals and plant life on this planet. We are fighting to preserve the earth, to make changes that are positive, and to live with the balance of love, peace, and harmony. Trust that. Know that. It is deeply appreciated that you are taking the time to listen to Let's Find Out. It is also appreciated that you are taking the time to hear any of the programs on BBS Radio. We are expanding, we've come a long way, and we have overcome the impossible by saying, so what? We have to forge ahead. And now, let's get on with tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce. Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce of Let's Find Out. This month, March of 2019, promises to give us a lot of challenges as well as growth. For thousands of years, there has been a prevailing patterning of thought on the planet, a way of thinking that has carried everyone through the third dimensional weave, allowing for the experience of the yin and yang, the good and the bad, the right and the wrong, improved living conditions, upliftment from living in caves to living in better dwelling places with more modern conveniences. And this experience has allowed for great healing on the planet. Over the years, many in the realms of guidance, including the great masters of life, have come down to Earth to tell us it's time to elevate your consciousness and find new levels of love within your hearts. These masters have come over periods of time for thousands of years. Finally, in 2012, the power of God Himself, or the universe, consented in opening up the solar system with a new light and a new energy called the double helix, emanating from the center of our galaxy. Where this light comes from, or what it actually is beyond our knowledge. However, it certainly is welcoming us into the entrance of raising our consciousness, our vibrations, as we enter the realms of the fifth dimension. We are now in the midst of a great shift, not only in our consciousness, but on our Earth planet as well. Some may call it ascension, or others just call it a new awareness about life. Yet what it truly means is an elevation of your understanding of the power of love. It is seeing love in every situation, every relationship, and every journey you take. Knowing that it is all about love, healing, and understanding that all are one in this creation. Although you may have chosen to allow a feeling of being separated from your creator source so that you might experience a human journey, know that there is truly no separation. You are love incarnate, searching for yourself in relation to others and in every physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual healing journey that you may be on. We are in an evolutionary journey from the first life, third dimension, to the common life, fourth dimension, into the transition life, the fifth dimension. We are becoming a place of great wisdom during a time of great healing and evolutionary growth for everyone here on Mother Earth. The great wisdom, love energies, and honoring of life that used to exist were allowed to come to a closure so that the third dimensional evolutionary process could again have its time on Earth. And here we are again, with the opportunity to evolve through the phases and to complete a life lesson plan. Through yin and yang experiences, a plan that has yet to be completed. Since 2012, everyone's blessed higher self has begun to support them through learning and many of your deeply held beliefs are destined to change. As you move into and through this great shift in your awareness, you will feel the loving light in ways that you have never felt before. Honor yourself as well as each other and celebrate this new beginning of your journey. For now, you can realize the potential for healing yourself, as well as the aging of your soul. As you do, those around you and Mother Earth will also heal. There are some pretty frightening natural disasters, polarized politics, and just a lot of chaos in general in our world today. What's going on? What's happening? And what can we do about it? Let me just say that there is something you can do about the current of energies on the planet Earth. Pay attention to the beauty that surrounds you. And you might ask, what beauty? There is so much chaos and so much going on that there doesn't seem to be any good on the planet at all. But outside you, the world may seem chaotic, yet in this great shift, you can choose to move your awareness to a higher level of consciousness that allows you to intentionally shift your experience into loving. This teaching tonight is for you to find a loving focus in your life. Focus on the beauty, even if it is simply a colorful sunrise, the rhythm of the falling rain, or the face of a young child filled with joy. This is where you will feel the essence of your Creator's light. This is the loving space that you can access at any time. Focus on the love that you feel within your heart. Elevate your awareness to this beautiful journey that we call the Great Shift. Find something in nature that can comfort you and help you in a time of need. You are holding some very special energies, especially the new wave of children that are coming onto the planet. There are countless energies of the Creator's light that want to be incarnate at this time.
but only a few have been chosen to experience a lifetime during this great shift. Each of you has chosen to walk the human journey to discover new levels of your love. This is a very special time in your awakening on the planet. Ask for guidance. I am feeling kind of stuck, but I know that there are bigger things for me to do in my life. I really would like to be a channel or a medium, but I feel trapped in my day-to-day world, and when I try to experience more, all kinds of fears come up to try to stop me. I can't find time to meditate. I can't find time to dwell and be within myself. I'm just too busy. There's too much going on in the outer world. You are indeed a medium, for there is love and wisdom coming through from other worlds, other dimensions. And this is an important aspect of your evolution for you to realize this and learn how to tap into it. In your meditations, breathe deeply and center in your heart. Tonight's meditation, let's find out, is going to help you to open your heart wider, to feel the five senses, and to begin to receive that which will help you to grow and expand within the fifth dimension. I want you to call in your guidance, your angels, your guides, your higher self, and then speak your intention, and then state that your intention is service. This can be your first step to embracing your forward path. The power of speech, the power of the word, cuts through all negativity, all hesitation, and sets a condition, bringing you strength to move forward. And you can create your life, create your reality in many ways, in your own way, be it with the spoken word, through music, or beautiful works of art, or reading, or through other people. Let go of the notion that there are limits to what you can do, because there are no limits. Of course, you can choose to create a limit and enhance your experience. You are limitless. You are a limitless being of light having a human experience. How you experience your journey on Earth is your creation and your decision from your initial life blueprint to where you are now. Of course, your initial life blueprint is your astrological chart that was set up before you were born with your guides in order for you to walk the planet Earth and learn and absorb all that you needed to do. Be very conscious of your thoughts and desires at this time, for they are very powerful and they express your intentions. As you express your intention, your guides will feel it. And then they will know how to guide you. They will reach down and they will hear your thoughts and your prayers, and they will set it up for you to walk that which you are calling for and need. The steps for you to move forward will come more easily, and you will feel the power to create your new journey as you begin living your new life. Embrace the changes, embrace the opportunities. However, we do get trapped by fear. I want you to take some time and reflect on moving forward. And you can do this through a daily morning meditation practice. Yes, I said reflect on moving forward. For that's where you will find your passion for your journey when life seems very chaotic. Instead of looking at the past and regrets and the shoulda, woulda, coulda, ifs, choose to move forward. How well you move forward through this great shift is up to you. But how can you move forward? With your consciousness. And then where will that lead you? Just know that everything follows your intention. What you are actually seeking is the ultimate completion of your third dimensional journey and a new beginning in the fourth dimensional light. Or maybe you're finishing your fourth dimensional journey and ascending into the fifth dimension. Very few of us are, but we are. Fear will come up. Oh, yes, they'll always be with you. And you may become frustrated, but do your best to move out of judgment, move out of fear, move out of self-recrimination. And know that your emotional body holds the key. It's the connection to your heart. It's knowing your joy and accepting and feeling and living your happiness. Do what it takes to make you happy. Be joyful and grateful for the beauty in your life and watch your fears fade away. And know that you are empowered with the gift of creating successfully with practical support and help as you move along in your path. Now is the time to move into the center of the spiral of ascension, raising your consciousness, which is the eye of duality and polarity, where all is calm and peaceful and filled with a pure cosmic life force substance. This substance is your golden amber light of the fifth dimension, and it wants to be molded into your vision of the future. At this very moment, as you move into your sacred heart center, the new 10th chakra, you can experience a profound love and compassion of the Supreme Creator, knowing that you are a treasured son or daughter on an important mission. Nothing you say or do can diminish that love and support. Through the gift of forgiveness, your emotional, mental, and etheric bodies can be healed. You can break away from fear and hesitance onto the transformational path into wholeness. This benefits your physical body and enhances your senses of well-being, as well as keeping you happy, healthy, and whole. Here's a forgiveness exercise for you. Stand in front of a mirror and gaze into your eyes. You can also lie on a crystal table, or you can lie in your bed with crystals around you as you look into the mirror. Say to yourself, I forgive myself for any action, thought, or deed, past, present, and future, in this reality or in any other reality that has not been composed of the frequencies of sacred love. I forgive everyone with whom I have shared conflicting or discordant energies during my present or past lives, in this or any other reality, and I return to them wrapped in bubbles of love, all negative memories, impacted energies, and probable futures that we may have created together. I release my karma. I untether my soul and unhook any and all connections. I ask the angels of light, the angels of forgiveness, to permeate all facets of my being with the frequencies of love and the golden light of the fifth dimension, so that I may become a soul focused on the heart center and a bearer of light of self-mastery. Take a deep breath. As you move into your sacred heart center, allow the pure love and light to pour down through you by way of your blessed higher self. Feel this expansion in your heart center as the divine elixir of love permeates the very depths of your being. And you can do this through a morning meditation. You know that I'm big on meditation, and I do suggest that we do a morning meditation and nightly review. The morning meditation can be 5 to 10 minutes long, or longer if you wish, of course. All you need to do is to take a deep breath and thank the divine for giving you this wonderful day ahead, and ask that you walk it in the light and energies of love. And may you give out to others that which is flowing through you.
You may indeed feel your body begin to open, feel your cellular memory and your corpuscles be filled with an electrical magnetic energy that flows through you and out into the world to bring them love, peace, and harmony. Then at the end of your day, do a daily review. Think about that which you experienced, that which you accomplished, and take a look at that which may have stopped you, prevented you from moving forward, or caused you worry and concern, and focus on it. Ask it to be relieved. Ask it to be lifted. And as you do that, remember that you are supported and that it can be lifted, and that these old habits that we all seem to do over and over and over again can be controlled and can be redirected. It's a battle. It's an internal battle. It's an energy dynamic. But you can only change yourself, and you are responsible for your spiritual growth. Remember, your loving energy speaks for itself as it creates its miracles, and it creates many, many miracles during the lifetime. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And we'll be back with you right after these messages. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of March 4th through March 10th, 2019. Changes are coming in March, make no mistake about it. A mantra for you could be, I am safe. It's only change. The major change of the month, as well as for the year, is Uranus moving into Taurus for the next 7 years. Then, on the 5th, Mercury retrogrades until March 28th, and we also turn our clocks back on the weekend. Phew! It's not a good month to sign contracts or begin something new, that's for sure. When Mercury goes retrograde, it brings us the gift of review, revise, and renew. I call it the three R's of astrology. It's our chance to review our projects and to focus over the past 3 months, figure out what we need to do to adjust matters and make it better by getting back on track. It's also a time of lost articles, lost luggage, and missed appointments. People out of the past can re-enter your life sometimes to settle matters, and you could reconnect with old friends again. During Mercury retrograde, it's important to get your ego out of the way and to remember that there is a higher power operating in your life. In other words, you need to be reminded that you cannot control everything. With Mercury in Pisces, the focus is on the film industry, spiritual matters, artistic projects, and most of all, forgiveness. Venus just moved into Aquarius until the 26th. This energy is great for making new friends, connecting with existing friends, and opening up to new groups and organizations. Aquarians like to participate in community projects. It's time to enhance the friendship side of your relationships. Monday opens with friendly Aquarius moon from the weekend, urging you to try something new and fresh. Mercury turns retrograde on Tuesday in psychic Pisces, bringing a time to open up to a new and higher spiritual vision, as well as open your heart. Take the time to meditate for your dreams to form and come true. The new moon on March 6th is at 16 degrees Pisces. This is an interesting new moon, and it's anyone's guess as to how it will play out. There is a great deal of energy in Pisces now, which helps you to practice forgiveness and compassion. It also guides and invites you to open up to your intuition and higher vision. At the same time, analytical Mercury just turned retrograde in Space Cadet Pisces until the 28th. A good use of this energy would be to take a short trip to a watery place and meditate and go beyond the veils of the material world to connect with the powerful universal energies and to determine where your higher self wants to take you next. Or maybe you just need to turn your brain off for a bit. The other exciting and major factor this week is revolutionary Uranus moving into Taurus, which is the sign of security and money. This energy will be with us until 2026 and signals an economic and financial revolution that will influence our world leaders and global markets for the next 7 years. The last time Uranus was in Taurus was in the 1930s, which brought about the Great Depression that preceded World War II. This time, the shift could bring positive new changes in our currency, with new ways of banking, as well as amazing new technology that will revolutionize our world of transportation, hospitals and healing, and better digital devices. We received a preview of this energy during the summer of 2018. Think back and see what was happening in your life at that time. You probably were given an opportunity to take a negative situation and begin to change the vibration into something positive, wonderful, and growthful. The Uranus sign shift joins the Pisces new moon occurring at the same time on the same day, which adds extra juice to this startling and powerful energy. Your value system is being shaken up to make room for innovative new concepts, and that includes new people coming into your life, and many more might be leaving or have left over the past several months. The seeds planted by Uranus moving into Taurus reminds us to follow the golden rule. Do unto others what you would want them to do for you. Vow that for March you will take stock of all that is important to you and do what needs to be done to release and make room for something fresh and new. Get physical from Thursday afternoon through Saturday under the Aries moon. It's good for taking on projects, but don't make them too big, as Aries has a bad habit of not finishing everything it starts. It's known for great beginnings and lousy endings. The moon is in its quiet void of course phase all day Saturday, which is not the best time for important purchases or starting new projects. It's great for introspective work, although Saturday does have a great social planetary aspect, so being with other people or going out to a movie with friends is probably a good idea. On Saturday night or early Sunday a.m., this change-packed week ends with the ending of daylight savings time. Spring ahead and fall back. Remember to set your clocks forward 1 hour before turning out the light Saturday night. A Taurus moon on Sunday and Monday brings sensual pleasures and possibly accomplishing tasks that have tangible results. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBS Radio. And now let's get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce as she teaches more information on ascension and the coming new energies. Elizabeth Joyce has just come out with a new bright clearing formula spray. This is a sanitizing and healing spray. It's extremely powerful and great for clearing away negative energy. If you've had a sickness or a cold, it helps to clear the room, as well as areas that have had heavy activity, your exercise area, or perhaps the dining room just after dinner. It is suggested to be used generously as needed to spiritually cleanse an object. For example, if you want to upgrade your crystals, you always do that on the new moon, and you could spray it with the healing spray, this bright spray, put it in the window on a 9, a 3, a 6, or a 12, and let it sit there for 3 hours, and you'll have a new crystal that will be clear for your thoughts and input for the following month. This spray cleanses an object or space of stagnant energy, and you can use it daily in your bathroom area or any area where you feel a tightness, a cloudiness, a place of where you can't breathe well, such as cigarette smoke or odors from cooking. This spray will clear the room immediately. It's also wonderful for body workers, massage therapists, and healers. And it can be used after every client to renew and rejuvenate the room. Elizabeth Joyce's Bright Clearing Formula can be purchased at new-visions.com or by calling 201-934-8986. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the full months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you. We are continuing with our lecture series through 2019. On the night of Friday, January 4th, we will have our second lecture and continue in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, with the lecture series the first Friday of the month, every month, until June of 2018. Elizabeth Joyce is presenting a new lecture series for your personal spiritual transformation, The Power of the Inner Soul, Becoming Masters of the Planet. Elizabeth offers an internal blueprint for accessing the energies of ascension to ensure that you are ahead of the curve. Her spiritual, intuitive, and downloaded messages give an authoritative snapshot of the ongoing inner struggles that we all endure to understand the events that are happening to us, our community, our nation, and the world at large. Each meeting will involve a talk, a meditation, and instructions on how to stay attuned and connected to spirit. By keeping a critical eye on your balance, connection, and awareness, you will be able to go through the coming times in the safe, supportive, and loving atmosphere that you will create for yourself. Come join us as we work on our multidimensional transformation. This is held at the James Laura House, 132 North Main Street, Doylestown, Pennsylvania, 18901. Donations are requested to help with the expenses. Please RSVP if you know that you're definitely coming, but walk-ins are always welcome. Please come join us and bring a friend. Together we will work on improving the planet, improving our health, and improving our thought processing so that we can be in a place of love and comfort. So hopefully I'll see you there and we can begin the work together. We will try to record some of these sessions so that you may download them on the website to get the information. Thank you. The Chakras in Your Body is a meditation file created by Elizabeth Joyce and Richard Shulman way back in the year of 1993. Elizabeth Joyce considers this some of the best work she's ever done. Walk the spiritual pathway by opening all of your seven body chakras. There are two tracks totaling over 1 hour of information. Track A contains the information to help you understand the chakras, and Track B is a 25-minute guided meditation to open your heart center. It is extremely powerful, and within 120 days, your third eye should begin to open. You can get this MP3 file on Elizabeth's website, new-visions.com. You download it, you listen on your computer or smartphone or digital music player. Again, if you want to set up a very good and powerful meditation practice on a daily basis, the chakras in your body is the MP3 file for you. It's an audio file, a guided meditation with beautiful music by Richard Schulman. Begin your meditation practice now and grow into the joy, knowledge, and inspiration that this practice will bring to you. Again, you can order it at the website new-visions.com. Go to Spiritual Products. Thank you. Healing Depression the Natural Way, an MP3 audio file by Elizabeth Joyce and Richard Schulman, is set to the backdrop of New Age melodies. Elizabeth Joyce relays a holistic and positive approach that deals with depression. The information introduced on the first side describes depression as a common cold of the mind that can affect anyone. Elizabeth shows us that no one, absolutely no one, is immune from a bout with depression. Where depression comes from, signs of its presence, and how to cope with it in a natural way are revealed in this simple guided meditation. This meditation, combined with the music from Richard Schulman, lists guilt and shame, allowing your unique personal insights to shine through, which will strengthen your self-esteem. This meditation has helped hundreds of people move out of their depression and into the light. You can order it at new-visions.com under Spiritual Products. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Showers on the twinkling grass, rain awakened flowers, all that ever was, joyous and clear and fresh. Thy music does encompass. Teach me half the gladness that thy heart must know. Such harmonious madness from my lips would flow. Oh, teach me half the gladness that thy heart must know. Such harmonious madness from my lips would flow. The world would listen then, as I am listening now. Sound showers on the twinkling grass. Rain awakened flowers, all that ever was joyous and clear and fresh. Thy music does encompass. Teach me half the gladness that thy heart must know. Such harmonious madness from my lips would flow. The gladness that thy heart must know. Such harmonious madness from my lips would flow. The world would listen then, as I am listening
now. This is Elizabeth Joyce. Welcome back to Let's Find Out. That was William Vitalis singing And Heaven is Overflowed, a song that he composed and one of my very favorites. We closed the first part of this teaching program talking about miracles, and I'd like to expand a little bit more about miracles. So, what is a coincidence? Is that something that we might say when we run into an old friend that we were just thinking about? Is it just a chance encounter? Or is it evidence of something more? Our being, our body, has many frequencies of aliveness. As we move our attention into the more subtle of these, we discover a portal to radiate awareness that is always here. We can do that through the chi energies, the chakti energies, or the kundalini. Meditation guides us in using the breath and focus attention as we scan through our body with our mind and third eye to awaken this inner luminosity that I was talking to you about before. We then open our attention to the rest within the energetic field of awakened consciousness or awareness. To harmonize with one nature or to harmonize with our soul vibration is to become one with an essence of the universe and to merge with those vibrational frequencies. This invisible energy is metaphysical because you cannot see, smell, or touch this energy. However, this energy can be felt, and you do become more aware of the energy and its essence the more you work with meditation and become centered. This mysterious energy, known as Shakti or Chi or the Holy Ghost, is not a name or a thing, but it's an underlying natural order of the universe whose ultimate essence is difficult to hold down and understand. The object of spiritual practice or soul growth and learning is to become one with these energies, for by whatever name you choose to call them, they are one and the same. This is known as entering into the state of being. The philosophy of meditation is universally the same. Meditation practice is to harmonize within your inner nature in order to achieve that which you have been born to do. Your impact and connection to this energy brings you into a force field containing unlimited possibilities. This energy field has been medically proven to reduce stress, increase happiness and relaxation, increase your sleep time, lower blood pressure. It also helps with depression and bipolar, improves your brain function, helps reduce pain and anxiety. How you access it and use it is up to each and one, every individual soul. I'm going to tell you that down the road, we're going to be using meditation and sound to heal autism. I know that's coming, and I'm very excited about the possibilities of that. Proper practice of meditation involves accepting, conforming to, and working with natural developments. Tonight I have tried to lay it all out for you to embrace, comprehend, and begin to practice meditation in order to get through the difficult times that may be ahead. the month of March, as well as the 2020s. As you raise your vibration levels, you will reap the benefits of this higher vibrating state, which includes moving energy and opening you up to a new perspective in your life. I believe this is the key to world peace, and this is the key to setting up the beginnings of our life on Earth with peace, love, harmony, and laughter. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Next week, we have Frank St. James. He's going to be on to answer your questions. Frank has graciously accepted to be on twice a month, and I'm excited about that. So tune in next week, and don't forget to call in with your questions. We have a nice meditation that I just wrote this afternoon on the five senses and what they can do for you. And so please begin to get quiet and get ready for the meditation. The meditation is called Enhancing Our Senses, and it's followed by Richard Shulman and Transformation. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week with Frank. Good night. This is Elizabeth Joyce of Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our meditation. Tonight, our meditation is igniting your soul or reconnecting with your blessed higher self. I invite you to simply relax and to be in the connection
of your divine presence. When you do, you can remember that this moment, this life experience, is an expression of your mastery. Therefore, how could it be any better than it is? Take a deep breath and relax as the smile of the universe and all that is within it arises naturally to call you from the perception of anything that is less than that. Allow yourself to relax and connect with your beingness and to reclaim the illuminated mastery of your blessed higher self. Be ready to express and illuminate as the mind relaxes and the heart of illumination begins to open in that beautiful gold amber light. When the heart center opens and connects with the 10th chakra, the new heart center, the birth of true illumination and mastery anchors into form. As you connect with who you truly are and are shown through the divine what your mission is and what you're to do next. Some people travel the path of denial. They deny the senses to discover their own mastery. But that's just one journey. As a master in form, by loving all of the senses rather than seeking to deny and destroy them, your divine nature, your true self, will anchor in unconditional love. All challenges during your experience of form are active practices of mastery. This is your destiny. This is your yoga. This is your self-ascension. To remember the truth of your divine nature as a part of the journey of your form and your soul acting through and walking through this lifetime. It's time for the moment of mastery ignition through the expansion of your senses. Relax. Take a deep breath. Breathe into the senses of appreciation and harness their gifts while discovering your mastery within them. Let's talk more and explore more our soul traveling through the senses, the sense of touch. To touch offers a feeling. Touch your skin, touch your cheek as you receive this gift of inner connection. Take a deep breath. Touch your hands. Put them together and notice how you feel. Do you feel your skin? Do you feel your pulsing energy? Are you focused on a lump or a bump? Are you focused on dry or soft or rough? Or are you focused on experiencing the touch? Allow yourself to focus on touching. As you reach out your hand, are you the child seeking to experience touch, or are you closed to touch? What is it that you truly want to touch? What is it that you have allowed yourself to touch? Now, gently bring your hands to your heart center and touch your heart center. You may want to close your eyes and feel the touch. And as you close your eyes, allow it to ignite another sense. In this moment, experience touch. Touch the divine heart energy as the energy from the 10th chakra flows down in the amber light into the 4th chakra, your heart center. Take a deep breath. Feel. The next sense is to feel. This is beyond emotional feeling. It is the experience of touch that ignites the feeling. It is why we begin with touch. When you are cradled as a newborn, you experience touch. You experience energy.
You feel as you ignite your feelings. Having experienced the touch of the soul, you ignite feelings that are outside of the density and emotional overlays. To honestly feel is to learn how to touch, and to lovingly touch is to ignite your honest feelings. When a baby cries and a stranger picks up the baby, it continues to cry. When a baby cries and the mother picks up the baby, it quiets down and snuggles into the softness of her arms. Once you ignite your feelings, you begin to see. It is through this experience that you remember, honor, and joyfully understand that vision has nothing to do with your physical eyes. To see is another sense. What is the sense of vision that allows us to see? Many of you are already aware that when you close your eyes, your greatest vision arises. As you begin with the touch of the soul and to ignite the greater depth of feelings, the freedom of true visions comes forth through your third eye. It is the limitless recognition and experience of reclaiming your mastery as one of the many gifts of your life experiences. It can take you into other realms. It can take you into other parts of the earth. It can help you with remote viewing. And it can help you to understand the heart of others around you. Then you begin to hear. This is another feeling, another sense. And this gift comes as your mastery opens and blooms. Hearing connects us with the infinite hum of the universe, with that wonderful vibration that travels through your heart. The energy of hearing sustains your divine illumination, and hearing can call forth your greatest wisdom, because when your hearing opens, you can listen to your blessed higher self's messages, and you can call in your angels and your guides and listen to them as well. The next sense is taste. When you're on the edge of your mastery, then you taste the sweet breath of the world that you are co-creating. Relax, take a deep breath, and receive the taste of the breath. Receive the nectar of the gods. Just one taste. Taste and see. Taste and see and dwell in me. Once you have tasted the breath, the recognition of that taste is fulfillment of nourishment, and it re-enters the soul as divine spaciousness ignites and you grow. You once more discover the eternal master that you are and have always been, and you are invited to ignite yourself again. It is said that the Buddha sat under the Bodhi tree for 6 months without food or water. He was tasting. He was living on the nectar of the gods. That invisible food that dwells within all of us that is so nourishing, something that we must have to continue our path of light, love, centeredness, balance, and fulfillment. Let's remember how the senses are a gift and they ignite you. And let's consider all this for a moment, because we're going to begin to stir the senses, putting them all together. Touch, feeling, seeing, hearing, and taste. In your world, touch is usually feared. There is appropriate touch and inappropriate touch. How do I touch? Who do I touch? What do I touch? And when? As you touch, there can be judgment. Was that touch okay? Should I have touched you at all? What did that touch do? What feelings came forward from that touch? Can you see the difference? It is this discernment that ignites your mastery and expands beingness and releases that which seeks to prevent expanded recognition of your divine. The mind of density, which wants to be in control, relaxes as you claim your mastery of all of the senses. When using your vision, it's controlled by the brain, and you usually see with judgment. I see this is good. I see this is not good. This I see is beautiful, and this I see is not so beautiful. When you taste without recognition of the fragrance of the breath, then you taste for taste's sake. You seek more and more taste to cover the taste of harmony. The fragrance and taste of the breath illuminate the physical body, and the enlightened physical form enjoys the taste of physical lightness. When judgment enters this experience, the senses become your judge. When the senses become your judge, the soul sits patiently waiting for you to allow it to touch you again. We are touched soul to soul through other people. When we are touched by another person's soul, there is no separateness. There is no you and me. There is only us. Are you ready to touch your soul? Can you touch your soul? When you touch your soul, you free yourself from judgment of the senses that bind you. This special touch invites you to ignite, and through the energy of your heart, the wisdom keeper of your universal mastery appears. And that's when you can sit and feel and taste and listen and hear. You are here on earth now because you are practicing mastery. With that sentence, you are being told that you are already a master. You are in the mastery school, and now you are in your expression of mastery. How do your senses experience this as a part of your gift? Take a deep breath and feel your cellular recognition as you are touching yourself or another. Celebrate your senses as you touch your soul energy from within. Feel this energy between yourself and others. See with the clarity of the universe. Hear the hum of universal life through you, and the taste of the breath and the taste of the nectar. When you feel as if you are experiencing chaos, consider how you experience it. Are you navigating chaos through the senses of the soul or the senses of density? Your world experience is conspiring to lift you into the energy of an ascended presence as you restore your sense of the soul. You now have the opportunity to practice this often if you choose. Take a deep breath. Within the recognition of the energy of the soul and of the senses, you are invited to step into your mastery without a doubt. Here, you will discover the world that has been waiting, the world that has never left you, and the world that has always been. True ascension, a new energy of light and love, with no judgment, no recrimination, only the beauty of sharing oneness and wholeness. Breathe, and with you, feel everyone else breathe at the same time. Breathe as you touch
Breathe as you feel. Breathe as you see. Breathe as you hear. And taste the nectar. Taste the breath. This is glorious and profound. And you are truly in touch with yourself. You are in touch with others. And you have released all judgments. Celebrate that. Celebrate the removal of fear, the removal of doubt, as you walk your path to the glory and beauty of the light of freedom, the light of balance, and the light of wholeness. Take a deep breath. Meld into the sounds of Ardas. Prayer beyond prayer. As you are clear of any and all reservations and hesitations. Thank you.